There's a seemingly endless line of trees on both sides as you drive down a winding country road in Sampson County, North Carolina. With the windows open, the cool spring air flows into the car, ruffling your hair and shirt. The car hums as it rolls along. You haven't seen anyone else for a little while now. You have seen plenty of life, though. A family of deer lingers just beyond the tree line. A cow lifts its gaze to watch you pass before returning its attention to the wide open field it stands in. A hawk glides above, as though escorting you to your destination. The road meanders left and right and left again as you wind through flat, rural farmland. A green sign marks Ivanhoe Road. You're nearly there. You slow down and turn onto a gravel road, which emits a pleasing crunch as the wheels turn over it. The forest immediately thickens. Trees along either side of the gravel stretch up toward the sky, forming a cavernous arch over the road. Through their curved branches, occasional rays of sunlight reflect silver from below, hinting at the timeless treasure that lies just beyond the Black River. You arrive at Beattie's Bridge, a well-known crossover point and launch spot for daytime adventurers. Just beside the bridge is a makeshift dirt parking area. You bring the car to a halt and step out. It's now mid-morning. You stretch your arms and legs, reaching your hands toward the sky. Your body is grateful to loosen up after the drive. The sun is just beginning to peek over the tree line. It brings a comforting sense of warmth to your face. You breathe deeply, inhaling the fresh scent of the forest and river. Even though you are near the road, you can't hear any cars. There's nobody else here. But you don't feel alone. The sound of the river flowing over rocks and branches offers a unique sense of companionship. You unstrap the kayak tied to the roof of your car and ease it to the ground. It's a narrow, lime green boat, pointed at both ends. From the back seat, you collect a waterproof bag, which is filled with everything you'll need today. The paddle is attached to the side of the kayak. You pick up the boat with one hand and walk towards the river's edge. It's made from lightweight material and is surprisingly easy to carry. The river is just a few steps away from where you parked. There is no dock here. Instead, the grass and dirt closest to the shore have been dug away, creating a small dip where you can easily place your kayak in the shallows and push off. You do just that. Setting the kayak down, you adjust it to line up nicely in the crevice on the shore. It ebbs ever so slightly as the current streams by the nose of the boat. With one hand on shore, you place your left foot in, and then your right. The boat sways gently, but quickly steadies once you've found a comfortable seat. You place your bag in a special container built into the kayak. You can sense the flow of the river through the kayak, the way it subtly bobs and dips. Then you hear a voice for the first time. You look up. A couple of people drift by in a silver canoe. They are resting on their boat, their eyes closed as they enjoy the ride. Neither lifts a paddle. They just let the current pull them along at a leisurely pace. How nice that looks, you think. You can't wait to do the same. You point one end of the paddle into the dirt and press gently off of the shore. The kayak slides effortlessly into the central current of the river and begins to float downstream.